Hello, welcome. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Welcome back. This is All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma, and I want to have a very honest, really frank discussion with you guys through this episode. I would say if you're not ready for the cold-hearted hard truth, just turn off this episode right now. Don't listen to it. Because I'm going to give you some tough love, some real facts, and some real information. And I really, really, really hope that you're going to be honest with yourself and you're going to hear what I have to say. So stay tuned, and we're going to go right into it in this episode. So I want to have an honest discussion with those of you that will hear this. You know, I think I called this the honest truth about passing the NCLEX as a repeat test taker. Okay. And what I'm going to try not to do, you know, at the end of the podcast, you have to honestly judge your own situation and don't try to put yourself in a box. You know, because I'm saying this from hopefully a very full perspective as far as many people who can identify with what I'll be sharing. So, you know, I am somebody where I like to be up close and personal, you know, and lately I've been fortunate over the years doing this, helping people pass their boards, where I talk to people directly. You know, I talk to students one-on-one, and I learn about why they're not passing. You know, I learn about their experiences, their challenges, their stresses that they have to, that they go through repeatedly. And there's multiple different factors, you know, that affects somebody's probability of passing, but definitely one of the biggest is the school that they go to. That's definitely the number one. And, I have been putting together keeping track of which are the schools that people have reported to me that they attended that have the lowest passing rate, you know, and they're pretty much having the worst experience, meaning that it's totally self-taught. There's not enough instructors. There's not any instructors. And really, it's like writing exam, taking tests and reading, but there's no real accountability. And it's not, I'll tell you right now, it's definitely not the way my nursing program was when I went to nursing school. And in addition to that, it is short, it's quick, you know, so it's usually, because the way it's presented is presented in a very, you know, accelerated rate, you know, where you can become an RN in a year. You know, you can become your RN in 2 years or whatever, something that's short term. And for me, along with my counterparts, becoming an RN took 5 years. Okay, that includes the prerequisites. That was the norm. Five and a half years actually was the norm for my nursing program, including prereqs. So for me, it's always appalling when people tell me like, yeah, you know, I did a LBN to RN program that was a year, or I'm doing a RN program that's just 2 years or whatever, something that's like less than half of the time it's supposed to honestly be. And so anyway, so it's on top of all that, and then on top of that, the semesters are super condensed, you know, they're going through so many topics in one semester, you know, Yeah, it's just difficult, right? And so this is people that's in nursing schools right now, and this is people that went through them already, like months ago, even years ago, you know. And a lot of these programs too, I'll mention too, I'm not saying all of them, but many of them, I've noticed a pattern that they tend to be more on the East Coast of the U.S., okay? So this is what I've noticed. So now, initially what I found myself doing was just thinking, oh my gosh, these programs are terrible. You know, it's terrible what they're doing, you know, what's happening, and sad, and et cetera. And I'm sure people are paying thousands of dollars, $20,000, $10,000, I don't know. And I also have to factor into that sometimes, you know, people are not in a position where they can get grants or even a loan. So they're just paying for things out of pocket, which is part of what appealed them to these programs. And so initially, what I was doing, I was like blaming the programs and feeling just these programs are not good and et cetera. And so then now I have, you know, just having students that I talk to on a regular basis that are suffering, you know, suffering their finances, suffering their stress, suffering their mental health and et cetera. And it's easy to blame the programs. You know, it's easy to do that. But then I had to take a step back. You know, I had to take a step back and realize that the honest reality that you have to come to terms with, and I'm not saying this is everybody, because some people, you may have went to a great nursing program and you haven't passed your exam. So this doesn't apply to you. But for others, though, we can blame the programs, but at the end of the day, it is still you that said, that chose, I'll put it like this, that chose, that agreed to enroll into that program, that was enticed and moved by the acceleration, by the quickness, right, to get that degree, to get that license within that 24 months, 1 year, whatever, and come out as an RN, right? So you can make the same salary that everybody else makes that went through the 5.5 year process of becoming an RN. And what I'm learning is that unfortunately you may think that you will shortcut the process by going through these programs, but you end up paying for it one way or the other, you know? And like I said, this is not an easy message to hear, but listen to this all the way to the end so you can really hear my heart, because everything I'm saying is honestly, I'm saying it because I care. Because people are not going to tell you this. They're going to just tell you, no, buy my program, buy my stuff, even though they know you don't have that's not what you really need to succeed, you know? So anyways, though, like, you want to shortcut, you're trying, you don't realize this, but you're trying to shortcut the process, not realizing that you have to end up paying for it in other ways, right? You end up paying for it through stress. You end up paying for it through having to buy multiple review books, through having to pay hundreds, thousands of dollars into multiple reviews. You end up paying for it through tutoring. You know, you end up paying for it in some way or another. You end up paying for it by paying Pearson VUE multiple times to keep retaking the test. And in some way or another, you're paying for the process that you tried, didn't realize you were avoiding. I hope that makes sense, you know, because the thing about it is that there are people that can pass their exam by doing lots of questions. But honestly, at the end of the day, you have to really know the material, you know. And I usually have to say this, that it really honestly takes 3 to 6 months to really understand the information as a repeat test taker, as somebody that's been out of school for a while. That's really the minimum. And so, because I think about, you know, just learning, for example, patho takes 3 months. Just learning pharm takes another 3 months. You know, these are topics that never designed for you to condense it. It was never designed that way. Unfortunately, that's the way your program taught it to you and presented it to you for the sake of time and money. But it was never designed that way. It was supposed to be where you were supposed to learn these topics individually over the course of eight weeks to 12 weeks or longer. And so we're in a day and age now, especially now more than ever, with how things are, you really have to be prepared to be a nurse. You really do. You have to really know your stuff for real, especially with less training is available. And for those of you that are believers like myself, I'm going to tell you right now, the Spirit of the Living God, He's not going to allow you to shortcut become an RN, shortcut the process, and then give you the license. He's not going to do that because He loves you too much. He's going to allow you to go through the full process that you're supposed to go through, because He knows if He gives you the license, because when you want it, not when you should have it, it's going to cost you some way, right? Imagine you get the license, right? And you make a med error and you lose everything. The license that you worked so hard to get, which is something that you should have learned and understood through the process. So this is one of the things, is that there's a reason why it's supposed to take as long as it takes. There's a reason why. It's not supposed to be jam-packed. And I think about all this now, because I think about all the graduates right now who have finished school 2018, you know, 2020, 2021, 2007, 2010, etc., that are on a race, that are in a race to pass the NCLEX before the end of this year. If not the end of this year, definitely be by March of next year. And ideally, the best situation would have been to have been preparing for it since like January or something of this year. Aggressively, you know, as if like the next gen was going to be tomorrow. Ideally. You know, because I know that when the next gen NCLEX is here, it's going to be more difficult. Honestly, as a repeat test taker, at that point, really the best solution would really be to go back to school and get the education for 2023, 2022 now, at that point. Because you can't condense that into 3 months, 3 weeks, and you've been out of school for 5 years, 10 years, whatever. So I know it's our truth, and people are not going to want to hear this, right? People are not going to want to respond to this. They're going to still do, you know, the crash thing, the cram review, the quick stuff, and it's not going to work, you know? And then people will get discouraged, and I'm just telling you, I'm just trying to be, like I said, totally honest with you. totally transparent with you that you cannot shortcut the process. You do pay for it one way or another. And especially as a child of God, it's so easy for us to, I would say, on one side, get mad at God, or honestly feel a little bit of entitlement if you really think about it. Well, God, you know what? God loves me, so you should just allow me to get my license. You know, your grace is sufficient for my weaknesses, so I should just get the license now. But if you can't communicate the difference between right and left side of heart failure, if you can't explain what digoxin toxicity signs look like, if you can't recognize that your patient is in shock and you need to, what you would normally do immediately, if you can't do some of those things and you're preparing and you're studying, etc., there's a reason why. You know? And it's not to feel bad. It's just realizing that there is a process that you have to go through. Imagine if you finish middle school and then you try to complete high school, which is a 4-year process, in 2 months. Just imagine that. Right? And that's essentially what some of us are trying to do. We're trying to hurry up the path when we need to go through the whole process. You know? And it's something that is not, nobody wants to hear that, you know? I wouldn't want to hear this. I would be like, no, Nurse Choma, like, just tell me what book I need to buy, okay? Just tell me what course I need to review in the next 6 weeks, right? No, just tell me, you know. But honestly, it's more to that. It's more. Would God, just like the same way, would a father be a good father if he gave his child the keys to a brand new car if the child had not even spent time learning how to work the car, learning the best road practices and driving practices? If the father gave the keys to his 14-year-old child just because he wanted it so bad, would he still be a good father? So for us, though, we think, oh, I've already gone through the process. I've already stressed about this. I've already lost things, right? I've already taken the test multiple times. I've already gone through multiple reviews. I already used several question banks, right? I already watched so many YouTube videos. So I've already gone through the process. I've already lost my spouse because of this. So my process is already complete. But your process that you're thinking, though, is not really a process. It's just repetitive cycles. Two different things. Your process is just a repetition of the same cycles. It's not a full, extended, complete, totality comprehension. Because every time you go through and you, let's say you read a book or you do a question bank, you take the test, don't pass. Then you do something else. You do a review. Every time you're really just starting from the beginning. Starting from the beginning, but you're not getting a full, thorough workup of what you're studying. You think you are because you're putting in time and energy and effort, but it's not the full picture. So this is one of the things, is that you have to ask yourself, where am I really at with this process? because it's not easy, you know. I mean, it's not easy. I know what I'm saying right now feels terrible to hear. But it is the truth, though, you know. And you would honestly be better off trying to really finish your process now than trying to accelerate things, right? Because you have to think about and consider the next gen NCLEX. You have to give yourself that adequate time. And I know that it's easier said than done. I know that, especially with, like, this is a time where, you know, especially with inflation and gas prices, like, no, you need this money, right? You need a raise. You need a raise. You need a new job. You need a new house. You need whatever it is that you need that the license will give you. But there's something called delayed gratification. Oh my goodness. Delayed gratification. Delayed gratification, it pretty much is totally the opposite of what our society stands for. Our society is all about instant gratification. But delayed gratification has so many benefits and long-term achievements, right? It's where you get something not immediate, but later with time. And so God is, like, really big on that. But delayed gratification is important. You know, if I had rushed through nursing school and, like, then I would not have gotten the type of results that I got, you know. Delayed gratification is the reason why I did pass my exam in 4 weeks after I finished school. Delayed gratification is the reason why I was able to get a nursing job right away, an RN job, because of delayed gratification, because I had finished the process. That's essentially what it is. And so what you want to do, if possible, write out a 6-month plan. Okay, if you're out of nursing school, you've been out of school for at least, you know, 1 or 2 years or more, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, write out a 6-month plan, not a 3-month, not a 2-month, not a 1-month, a 6-month plan, and follow it through. And honestly, if it's the 6-month plan, it's going to involve you studying on your own accord, or if it's going to involve you not going back to school, right, you're going to use different resources and stuff, you should invest in something for real. It should cost you something. If you only pay, like, and for everybody has a different price point that feels like a sacrifice for them. But if it only costs you like $100, $10, $30, man, you're not going to study it for real. You're not. You're not going to put in the work for real. If it only costs you $50, $30, $80, you're not going to. It's when it really costs you something, when you really have to pay a price for it, you're like, oh, I have to get the ROI on this. I have to pass my exam. I paid, you know, $1,000, $2,000, whatever. $5,000, $10,000, whatever. I have to get the ROI on this now because I paid money into this. Like, for real. It's. I remember there was one time where when I was just starting teaching people how to pass the NCLEX, and I decided to do free tutoring, okay? Free NCLEX tutoring, 6 weeks. So I said, okay, I'm going to do free tutoring. And I had people like, yeah, I want it. And I can only give up, you know, so many spots. So I started off with just one person. And this person, she had not been able to pass her exam. She had failed multiple times. She has been struggling to pass her RN exam. So I said, okay, let's do it. 6 weeks, totally free. And at the beginning, she told me, oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate this. I'm going to do everything you tell me to do. I'm going to follow through, blah, blah, blah. The time came. And the first meeting, she was like a little bit late to it. Then she started missing the meetings. She became more and more late to them. She started missing the meetings. She wasn't on time. She wouldn't remember to reschedule. I would tell her homework to do. She wouldn't complete it. I gave her access to the courses for free. She didn't watch it. Why? Because it was free. Because it didn't cost her anything. Even though she was supposedly desperate to get her license. So that's one of the things, is like when you don't pay for it, like for real, when it's cheap to you, then you're not going to put in the work. You know, you're not going to do what's really necessary, my God of heaven. You're not going to do what's really necessary so that way you can get the results. Right? That's all you want. You want delayed gratification now, not instant. Not instant. Whew, my goodness. I know what I said was heavy. I know it wasn't easy to hear. But it was the truth. It's the truth. And like I said, you have to do the inner work. You have to do the inner work. So that was it I wanted to share with you. I want you to, if you're not already on our email list, click below. If you want to join, we have our 6-week program that's coming up. All right. This is going to be a great experience to help you to learn how to pass your exam, you know, through our refresher course, put you on the right track. You can learn more below. Through the link below, okay? If you find this helpful, make sure you follow us here, leave us a positive 5-star review, and you know, you can always ask a question as well on here too. Check out the links below. Hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you the next time. All right, take care.